Good morning and welcome to the second half of A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you for tuning in and prayerfully you will take the time to listen to our show. If it's your first time, I pray it not be your last time. And if you are one of my faithful listeners, thank you so very, very much. I appreciate you. Okay, now this is again WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now on that website, you can also go down and find, scroll down and find our archives, and you will be able to listen to past shows that have been recorded, if you would like. Next, you can download a free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhones, laptops, or computers. And once you do that, please search WWGH. Now, I did say this, if you go into your Play Store or your App Store and type in TuneIn, T-U-N-E, space I-N, space WWGH, it should automatically go to where you need it to be, okay? That not only our show or radio is one of the electives, but there are many radio programs there, so we're just not there alone, okay? So please try that. And I also thought maybe you could even go into Google and say download TuneIn app WWGH. Google is a wizard. It's like one of, it has everything on Google. Don't you like Google, Jeff?
Yeah. I noticed, though, that you can look up the WWGH on your desktop there. And you can, it'll come up, and then you can just hit live play.
Really?
In there, and you can listen to the program. Yeah.
Well, great. See?
So you don't have to download anything.
Well, that's wonderful. Live on the web, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go, Jeff.
I don't know if you get the picture or not.
That's on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live today, and you can hear and see Jeff.
I feel for you. I really do.
Our faithful stand-in. So we appreciate Jeff very much. He just took off his glasses. what happened to that? Oh, no. Well, I don't know what happened. Goodness. Something happened.
We lose our connection?
I hope not. Oh my gosh. I'm on the wrong one. Oh well, hold on. Why would you do that to my live video? Oh, well, I guess we're not working right now. I don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared. I can't seem to get it back up. But anyway, you can listen to us live. It may come up later. We'll see. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. So,
sounds like we're on.
Oh, we're on.
We are.
Yeah, we are on.
Oh, okay.
But not on.
Not on
this.
The TV thing.
Yeah, it somehow it just disappeared.
They can't see me? Oh, my.
But anyway, my thought for today is titled, You Are What You Think. Think that you are a being of peace, and peace will become your personality. Share good news with others, always having something interesting prepared to share with those you meet. Remember, have a peaceful thought at least once a day. Okay. So, I can share with you, faithful supporters of my show, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Free produce is their ongoing announcement. This takes place November 19th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this announcement and share with others. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company. With 30 years of experience working for you, the owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone there is 740-262-0939. Jeff Porter is my guest today, author of Expressions of the Last Days. Jeff is going to be talking while I work with Facebook Live. Maybe we can get that back up for our listeners. So, how are you doing today, Jeff?
I guess I'm all right.
You guess you're all right, huh?
I had a hard time dragging myself out of bed this morning.
Oh, my.
Once I got going, I was all right, you know, but I had to heat up some stew, and the microwave, I just didn't punch the right button. Well, it wasn't as hot as I wanted it to be, but that happens a lot with the microwave. You know, it's either too hot or not hot enough, it seems like.
Yes, absolutely.
We were talking about Genesis the last time I was on. I think I was on yesterday, wasn't I? Well, anyways, we're talking about how God brought judgment on the earth through water, and how that came about because of a blanket of water that was surrounding the earth. That's what creation scientists believe. And also about these cisterns that were on the earth that spewed out water. And if you could just imagine that world, God was destroying that first world there. And animals were friendly during that time. And after the flood, God put it in them to be afraid of us. And it's a good thing, too, because we're the worst predators. And we eat everything. Animals usually just have one or two things they eat. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I think a lot of people don't understand what grace is. They don't understand. They never talk about it hardly at all in churches anymore. They talk about grace. They don't talk about sanctification. And after you get saved, you need to go through the process of sanctification, which is very, very important. You have to devote your heart to the Lord. You have to surrender all.
Yes.
In order to go through that, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, because it's easy to take it back, right?
Yeah.
That's surrender all.
It's easy to just lay on the couch and say, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Of course, that doesn't really change anything.
No, like, do I have to? Do I really have to get up? Do I really have to go? Do I really have to pray?
Yeah, pray. Why is it so hard to pray sometimes? I wonder. I don't know. It seems like it'd be the easiest thing in the world, doesn't it?
Your mind is everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
So much going on around you and your own personal business and your own personal life. And then you have all the distractions, the news and your neighbors and the weather. And we're everywhere.
Isn't the news just so fun to watch anymore?
I try not too much.
I wonder if they'll ever get that rocket to take off, the one that was supposed to go and circle the moon. And they had to abort it several times. They never have launched it.
Wow.
So, I guess the technology in the old days was much better than this technology, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was unaware of the cross at the time, but they didn't know it, but they were looking forward to the cross. And that is what saves mankind and brings him to a full relationship with the Lord. I can't imagine a world being so wicked that God decides to destroy the whole world because of these. And another thing, these angels that came down and married earthly women and created this race of giants back then, and that wasn't good because the giants were wicked and violent. I can't imagine. Some people say that Goliath was a leftover.
A leftover?
Yeah, from the days of Noah.
Oh, yeah, the giants. Yeah, the Nephilim. Yeah, he was part of that. Yeah.
Yeah. They said that the theologians think that he was part of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He could have just been a fluke, but he probably was part of the link in the chain there.
And you know what I saw?
What's that?
It was along the, I don't even know where I was, Cardington, somewhere in that area. We're driving back to Marion, and we ran across this neighborhood or housing, and they had like the decorations for Halloween, and they had those Nephilim.
Oh, yeah.
What the bump? Skeletons.
Yeah,
they were
there
like
was an 18-foot.
Feet high. Yeah.
Did you see that? Did you go in Fair Park and see that?
I didn't see it in Fair Park. I thought I saw it in Cardington. I even took a picture.
Cardington.
Yeah,
I even took a picture.
I was taking a picture right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you figure that they were the Nephilim?
Because they were like 15 feet high. Not only that, you know, my daughter does that study.
Yeah?
She does that show on my program, Daisy. You met her before.
Yeah.
And she's all about that in the days of Noah. So shall it be, you know, in the last days. And she does that. But I ran across those tall skeletons.
Yeah.
I got a picture
fascinating.
Of them. Yes, it
I
is.
I always thought the giants of those days, that's a fascinating subject, you know. There
it's
was a
very
book out called Cloud Eaters.
And not only that, it was true. It's true.
Yeah. I don't know if they've ever found any fossils or skeletons.
Yes,
or
they
anything.
Have. You
they?
Can find them on the web.
Can you?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to look that up, too.
Yeah. They have some at least 30 feet.
Serious. I didn't know they got that big. Wow. I'd be avoiding them.
I guess they had gotten so big, and the bad thing about it, they had, according to the Book of Enoch, they had started eating mankind.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder God destroyed them.
Right, and they was doing the hybrid type thing, mixing animals and trying to come up with something else just like they do now, the scientists. Yes. It started way back then, way before the flood.
Wow.
I was teaching men things that God didn't want men to know at that time, but the demons knew.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about that at a Bible study, Bible discussion group. Transhumanism, and I said they're trying to mix animal DNA with human DNA, and they had never heard of anything like that. They thought I was a little off or something.
It's like, why?
But I brought in that disc.
Did you?
About transhumanism, and I never heard a word from any of them, so I asked one of them, I said, because they talked about more than just transhumanism, talked more about advanced technology these days. And I said, what did you think of it? He said, what is it? And I said, what do you mean, what is it? You know, he didn't understand the science of it, I guess, you know.
Right.
I said, wasn't that hard to understand? Technology being out of control.
Man is out of control.
Using it for their wickedness.
For wickedness.
You know. What for? Why would you want to use a human being, have a human being born that's half man and half fish or something? And what's the point?
Well, you know that Greek mythology had the man with the horse body. Remember that? Yeah. All that stuff.
You wonder how much of it was true.
It was probably, it was true. Man's imagination. And you know, like we were talking earlier, just a few seconds ago, the demons were behind all this stuff, all this technology.
Yeah.
They had knowledge of that stuff, not man. But now he uses man, just like he did in the garden.
Satan and the demons are more intelligent than
us. They are.
That's why we have to have God to take care of them. You know?
Right, right. And not follow them, nor the suggestions that they send to us.
Really? Really? Amen.
But they do.
They do it, though.
Yeah, because they try to destroy everything good God has for us.
That's right. And if that means introducing weird technology, it's super advanced, which I believe there's going to be more of that in the last days here.
Right.
So we'll probably have some weird creatures show up during the tribulation.
Yeah, that's true. So true.
So I'm wondering why somebody hasn't gone, some journalists haven't gone to some of these islands and reported on some of the research going on there. Even the scientists, in that disc they gave websites where these scientists posted documents, and they were concerned about what direction this stuff was going.
Right.
The scientists themselves were worried about it. So what are we going to do with this? And the creatures, they don't have any say in the matter. You know, how'd you like to be born half pig and half human, you know?
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy.
Yes.
That you made me the way that I am and,
yeah,
and not a, you know, what we would call, a freak?
Yeah. Mutant.
Yeah. Wow.
And you could, I mean, you know, most of us would rather be dead than be like that.
That's true.
Now, I didn't see anywhere where they were. I've heard of that they were mixing humans with the giants. I know that I believe now. It says that the sons of God came and had relations with human women. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. In other words, good looking. And they took them wives, all that they choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he that also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of evil, of thoughts of his heart, were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. You know, that's one of the complaints of atheists have is this passage here where God says he repented of having made man.
Right.
And but the problem with that is he gave man more free moral agency.
Right.
And so he could decide which way he was going to go, and of course he decided to go the evil way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can imagine, you know, in a way, you'd kind of like to get in a time machine and go back and see what these giants were really like.
Right.
You know. So, if they have found fossils, skeletons of some of these
Oh, yeah. You
giants,
can find them right on the internet. Yes, you can. I was just trying to pull that up.
Wonder what museums. Are they in a museum?
They're called Nephilim. Let me see. Nephilim. I think that was this. Nephilim, Wahapedia. Let me see. That's not it.
I can't find anything today.
City of Bones. They're not showing me any pictures. Show me. Show me. Show.
That's what I'll have to look up.
Nephilim Bones. Giants. Let me try Giants. I know it's in here because I've seen it. Okay. I put in giants.
Mm-hmm.
Bones. Show me giant bones. So... Breakthrough Proof of Giant Bones, full episode, 42 minutes, is on Google. If you type in giant bones or giants bones, mm-hmm. It will bring up these documentaries. Okay, this was, when did giants coexist? That's one of the options. Who has the biggest bones in the world? How did giants go extinct? Well, see, they were in the flood. What was the largest human skull ever found? Let me see what that says.
I wouldn't have been surprised if they were completely lost because of the flood, but I guess they found some.
Some of the spirit, I guess, you know, because they're spirits also. Demons are spirits.
Yeah.
Also, so just like even after the boat, it talks about Nimrod. He was a hunter against the Lord, and they built that Tower of Babel, okay? Mm-hmm. And it said that he became something. That's what it says, that Nimrod became something. So he was other than a man. So people think that he took on this Nephilim spirit or something. Maybe he himself had became a giant when he built this great structure of the Tower of Babel.
Hmm.
Yeah. So... you know, for a man to oppose God the way that he did, you know, they built that tower so that they could be up in the heavens with the Lord. And it says, actually, in the book of, what was that book I called earlier? Not Nimrod. Goodness, not that book. But anyway, in that book it says, I'll think of it, he was shooting arrows up into heaven.
Yeah.
And God was sending them back with blood on them. As if he had really attacked God, you know.
Yeah.
And then God says, let us go down here and see what these crazy people are trying to do.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, the heavens are not in the clouds or in the atmosphere or out in outer space. Heaven's in another dimension. You have to die to go there, you know, or God has to transform you.
Right.
You know, so... That's just pure craziness, building a tower to go to heaven. That's a way to look upon things, huh?
Right, and they really wanted to destroy God. They wanted to bring God down,
yeah.
You know, killing.
Well, you know, how would that benefit you, though? If he's the creator of all things and he's the one that sustains everything, you'd be destroying yourself.
Well, some reason... For some strange reason, I can't understand, as a believer, after Satan rebelled against God, took a third of the angels with him,
yes.
When he got kicked out, he still believes he can destroy God. He can still exalt himself above the throne of God, even today.
Yeah.
And he's leading mankind to think the same thing.
Yeah, he really believes that.
Evidently, he does.
And what's really strange is, you know, he knows the Word of God better than we do.
Right.
Infinitely better than we do. He's more intelligent than us.
Right.
But he still, with all that intelligence, he still can't seem to find the truth, you know?
Right.
after all these years. He's been here since the beginning of the earth. So I just, you know, you sit there and you wonder, well, how could Satan have acquired so much pride when he was in heaven? You know, he had it made in heaven there. Now he's rebelled against God and is facing the lake of fire in the end.
Right.
Wow. I'm glad I'm not him.
And I don't want to be with him, because there will be many that will be in that lake of fire with him.
The majority of the earth.
Now, isn't that a scary thought to you, to think that?
Yes.
They say there were millions of people on the earth during the days of the flood.
Yeah.
But there was only 8 people saved.
Yeah.
Isn't that a scary thought?
It's how mankind doesn't want to face the truth about anything. They want to believe that they can find their own happiness. They can reason things out, you know. They can build a house and protect themselves and so on. But their life is limited.
Right.
You know. That's what I don't understand about a couple. Like I said, I know a couple of people that I've talked to. We're not having much luck this morning. The truth.
Uh-huh.
They know that Christ is really the truth in the end. And they still refuse him. And I said, where are you going to spend eternity?
I don't think people think about that. I don't think people care about that.
They're deceived. They have a blindness.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think about it either when I was unsaved.
Right.
Hell and the lake of fire and all that didn't really affect me that much because I didn't believe it was there.
Mm-hmm.
But after you get saved, you realize the total reality
right. Of
it, you know.
Wow.
It's one place I don't want to be. I don't even want to think about it.
Me either.
Wow.
But I do want to be saved. You know, I do want to. One of those days. Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody wants you really bad.
Well, I've just become available for Medicare. And I'm being bombarded by the Medicare insurance agents, you know. The more I find out about it, the less I want it.
They did make some good changes.
They did, but I don't want to pay a premium.
Do you have to?
On Medicare B, you do, and most of the insurance agents say that you do.
Well, mine changed drastically. I even had some plus in mine. I had 2 different options. I guess it depends on how rich you are, Jeff.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, there I go. I don't get nothing.
You must be pretty rich. You got to pay. Wow.
No, I just asked him. I said, on part B there, you got part A and part B mm-hmm. to begin with. And I said, if you get part B, do you have to pay a premium? And they said, yes.
You don't already have that?
I got A and B, but I told him I don't want B if I have to pay a premium on it. Part A is just hospitalization.
And what's B?
It's all those extra stuff that you were talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was kind of looking forward to getting a free membership at the Y.
Yeah.
On that Silver Slippers thing.
Yeah.
And do you have to pay a premium?
No.
How did you manage to do that?
I don't know. I'm not as rich as you are.
I'm not rich?
I don't know why you have to pay a premium then. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to try a couple more of these insurance companies.
Now, specialist, I have to pay so much. Regular doctor, I have to pay so much. I have to pay so much on my prescriptions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I don't, as far as medical is concerned, I really don't need Medicare.
Right.
It's the extras I wanted, you know.
Well, how much premium are they saying you have to pay?
$160 a month.
Oh.
That's too much.
Okay. So, I guess it depends on
My low income won't handle that.
Whether you are you retired from the Army or what?
No, it was city buses.
Okay. Okay.
But they didn't pay into Social Security.
Oh, that's what it is.
It
then.
Probably is. I don't
yeah,
know.
It probably is that.
So, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've lived without it all these years, so I can continue to live
that's
without
right.
it. See, I get my medical VA.
Okay.
So, and I pay nothing for my prescriptions.
Well, see, there you go. I had to pay for mine.
Yeah. So, and if I go in the hospital, VA pays it all, whereas Medicare pays 80%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
80-20.
Yeah.
Know, yeah. And the patient is left with the 20.
Yeah.
So,
That can be an awful lot.
See, you've been in the service, so, has its benefits.
Yep. Yep, it does. I didn't realize what a great benefit it would be.
Right.
Later on in my life here where I had a lot of medical problems. And VA took care of, financially took care of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't until Trump got in there and changed things. One of the best things he did was, for a long, I don't know when they started this, but for a long time, if you worked for the VA, they couldn't fire anybody.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how nasty they were and how bad of an employee they were, they couldn't be fired under their old contract. And Trump changed that. So now, you know, you get a little bit better service. Because, you know, they have to worry about being fired like everybody else.
Right, right. You're right.
So he changed that. And also he changed the idea. Now, for a while there, I struggled with this too. Was if you get sick and you have to go to a regular hospital, now you can go to any doctor or any hospital and VA will pay for it.
Okay.
But before, it was all messed up. They said, oh, you have to qualify. And I was always getting letters from them saying, you don't qualify, you don't qualify. But I don't get those anymore.
Right.
How do we get on that subject?
I don't know. We were talking about the Tower of Babel and Nimrod and the Garden of Eden and all that good stuff. So
those are fascinating subjects.
Yes, they are. So we're going to go back to our original subject then, right?
I guess.
All right, let's go.
I don't know where they got that word Nephilim, but that's what they called them.
Yes. That's exactly what they called them.
I can't find that. I know it's in there somewhere.
Well, it does talk about the giants. You mean as far as in different helps in your Bible, they call them that, the giants?
No, I saw them in one of the chapters.
Oh. Let me see if I can pull it up on Google. Well, we're having a day today, aren't we?
Yeah, strange day. Now I can't find it anywhere. But I know it's in there. I thought it was in Genesis 6.
It is. It should be. When there was giants upon the earth.
Yeah.
And God destroyed the earth because of the giants were being with womankind. It should be. Start Genesis... Genesis 6 and 1. You see it yet?
Well, maybe it was a different translation. I don't know. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men and bare children unto them. But it doesn't call them Nephilim. In this,
no.
And so it must have been a different translation. Oh, we don't have other translations, do we?
No.
You're not finding it in your cell phone?
I don't even know if I've ever seen it in the Bible, but N-E-P-H-I-L-I-M. Nephilim in the Bible. Scripture. They give Genesis 6 and 4, and they call them, like you said, it depends on what translation you're reading from. Okay, in the Hebrew Bible, it says Genesis 6 reads as follows. The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and also after that. It says, even after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. And you can also find that in a Wikipedia.
So it was probably a Hebrew word, Nephilim.
Yeah. And many believed them to be the fallen angels. Yeah. It's a scary thought, you think? It also says the word Nephilim is found in the Bible two times. The first is in Genesis 6, 1 through 6, and then again in Numbers 13, chapter 13, verse 33. Scholars and commentators translate the word Nephilim as giants or fallen ones, even among the most brilliant. There is debate on translating this term. One reason Nephilim is often translated as fallen ones is the relation to the Hebrew word Naphil. One school of thought associates these beings with fallen angels or their offspring. Genesis 6, verses 1 through 6, never states that the Nephilim were giants, but it does say they were mighty men who were of old. Now, your King James Version says giants, didn't it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. So that's where we get these 18-foot skeletons in people's yards.
Right.
Do they know what they're doing? Do they know what it represents? I don't think they do.
I really don't. You know, it's hard to say about people. You know, we mimic so many things, you know, that we see and that we hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're just fascinated by the idea of, wow, look how tall that skeleton is. I think I put one of them in my yard. Whether they, you know, understand exactly the implications of it, what it means, or where it comes from. You know, who is the author of all these crazy things that's going on in the earth, you know, and...
Yeah, because Satan brings up so much stuff, you know, and a lot of times people don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
He's having them represent something evil and they don't even know it.
Right. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, it states, "And there we saw the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them." Remember that? Now, that's Numbers, so that had to have been when Joshua and them went to spy out Canaan. Remember Moses
sent
them?
And they said they saw giants.
Yes. So
I never even thought of that.
No, I didn't either. And they said, we look like grasshoppers unto them.
Ha!
The sons of Anak.
So the DNA survived.
Yes, it did.
Somewhat.
Right.
Finally just died out. That was Numbers... What was
chapter
it?
13. Verse 33. You know it's 11:53 already.
Wow. That's a good thing today.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
13 and what?
33. verse 33.
And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now those are some big, gigantic humans there.
Right.
So they had to go up. They had to fight them, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't think they did at that time. I think they went back, though, because, you know, God told them they had to go fight all them people and that he yeah. would deliver them in their hands.
Yeah.
So eventually,
that
yes,
would take
they
some
did.
Faith.
Yes, it did. Remember, Joshua and Canaan said, I believe we can overcome them. They were just so strong in
wow.
their faith. They believed it.
And they were just, and also the Goliath. That's what I was trying to think of. So Goliath must have been much bigger than we imagined.
Well, it tells you he was 9.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
The Bible does. But still, that's a giant.
Yeah, to us it is.
Yes, and then that one that David fought that almost he almost died fighting that giant, he was 12 feet. That's in the scripture too. So he fought giants as well.
Well, there were some researchers that said that no, that these weren't angels that came and had relations with women. But I say it was.
Well, the Bible says so.
It says the sons of God.
Yeah.
I would say that that is angels.
Yes. Yes, it was. That's why they were able to produce this hybrid, this
yeah.
giant, you know, with women. And
they were able to take on human form.
Yeah.
And have relations with women. Wow.
That's something. Well, it does tell us that Satan is able to turn himself into an angel of light.
Well, no, I thought that just meant that he uses righteous stuff against us.
Yeah, he does.
You know?
It means that.
Yeah.
And then it says, this is a support for the theory of the Nephilim giants with womankind.
Mm-hmm.
A verse that supports of this position. Turn to Job chapter 1, verse 6. That supports the giant theory. The Nephilim.
It supports the angel theory?
Yes. Job chapter 1 and 6. Because, you know, when they look up those Greek words and they can tell by the terminology what it means or what it represents.
Job chapter 1 and 6 verse?
Yeah. Now, this supports the giants.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them.
Right.
So it almost has to be angels. Other people say they were demons. They were fallen angels.
Right. But as we read in Genesis, it said the sons of God. They came and were with the women.
Yeah.
So
it could have been either one. It could have been just angels, or it could have been fallen angels.
Well, those were the ones that followed Satan.
Right.
They were angels, right? He took a third of God's kingdom with him. They were them. So then it says, in connection to this verse, Job chapter 38.
Chapter 38.
Job chapter 38.
And what verse?
7.
When the morning stars sang together, all the sons of God shouted for joy. Wow. Yeah, it almost had to be angels, either angels or demons.
Well, once they fell, they were still considered the sons of God. They were angels that were in heaven that followed Satan in the fall. He was able to turn one third of God's kingdom away from God. They got kicked out of heaven, down to the earth, and because of that iniquity found in them, They became something else, but God still talks about them as the sons of God. God created them. Even though it's hard to believe, it's true. And we do find a lot of things hard to believe just in the Bible. Because we can't explain it, you know, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I know. There are places where...
In our thinking...
Well, it's coming from God.
Right.
God is far beyond our consciousness.
Tell me. The whole supernatural world is beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
But it does exist. And it is true. And guess what? We're out of time.
Okay.
We are out of time. So you're going to have to come back with that same tenacity about the giants. And I can see how farther we can go into that study as far as myself. Right now, I can't get my daughter here. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. I apologize for anything that did not go right during my broadcast. I'm still working out kinks here. One of those days. Thank you for listening. Linda Sims.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The worst
the first time?
Both. We'll take both at this point.